The executive director of the Center for Development Integrity, Bernard Ohemengba, has urged opinion leaders in the country to meet with political parties to discuss the need to accept the verdict of the election case at the Supreme Court. This will help avoid violence, foster unity and development, and make the country more attractive to investors. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Ohemengba said currently the country is polarized along party lines. He spoke to Abraham Donko.
There has to be consensus building and conciliation alongside the court process so that by the time the court decides, enough goodwill between the leadership and the following of the various parties so that the country can move together as one whole. If you look at the pattern of the election, the just ended one, and even the 2000 election, you almost have a divided country when it comes to the presidential vote. It means that at any point in time, you have almost half of the citizens voting for the losing country. If you truly want to develop this country, it needs the help of every one of us as Ghanaians. There shouldn't be the thinking, because my candidate did not win, the country has not been fair to me, and therefore the country can bend for all I care. So we are calling for steps to be taken by all necessary opinion leaders, policy makers, civil society organizations, traditional rulers, religious leaders, to bring the parties together to start talking. And there has to be consensus and conciliation along that line. Let every citizen feel that my party does not have to be in power, or I can fully participate in nation building and enjoy the fruits thereof.
On the live telecast of the court proceedings, he said it has brought everything to a standstill. This is because most workers waste the whole day watching the proceedings on TV. Mr. Ohemengba suggested that it should be recorded and played back in the evening when people have closed from work and are relaxing at home.
We are all for it, that the court should open their doors for the media to show the citizens what is happening in the court. But the danger, which is becoming so clear, is that all of us as citizens are caught TV watching. There's no work going on. I tell you, our researchers have been on the field, going to hospitals, ministries, departments, agencies, private organizations, and wherever they go, there are people watching TV instead of working. We have too many problems for the country to solve. And especially looking at Ghana, where we only work during the day and all of us sleep at night, we're saying that the live telecast of the proceedings will not do good for the country. Our proposal then is that the media houses should record whatever happens in the court. At the close of work, they can show it to us in the night so that the country can work and go on, and people can still enjoy the proceedings in the court.
You agree with me that this is a landmark case, and Ghanaians for that matter are following with keen interest. And one thing about recorded telecast is that usually it comes with editing. Don't you foresee problems rising in the case of it being recorded and telecast later? Some editing will be done and it will not, you know, go well for some people. Some people will be aggrieved, if I want to use that word.
It is just a decision that will be made, that look, let's show everything as transpired in the court. And fortunately, it will not be just one media house taking the recording. There are plenty of radio stations there. Other television stations also there.
Executive Director of the Center for Development Integrity, Bernard Ohemengba.